the French mission to Persia in the end of the 19th century, in the beginning of the 20th century. And the excavator Susan Scott de Morgan hoped that this substantial tale would answer basic questions on the evolution of humankind. Hoped that if he would excavate away the entire tale of Susa, he would be able to answer basic questions of the evolution and origin of human society. Well, he started on this project and he got very far in excavating away Susa. But we may actually write to ask whether he did not get more questions than answers from the excavation. Because Jacques de Morgan and his successor, Roland Bechnem, excavated without modern stratigraphy in the modern sense. So they got in 5 meter intervals, and within 10 years they had scraped everything down to 3000 BC away. And then they continued in 3D sounding to dig down to the virgin soil. Well, we of course also have the problems with the stratigraphy of objects in the very light. Surely establish a sequence of events for early writing in the East. And I think there's three big steps in this invention. And the first, which I think we can place around 3500 BC, is when two forms of non-permanent accounting merges into one. And that can be totally encapsulated into hollow pooling, sometimes the mark on the outside of the body, and the seal. And the second step is when, after these boule have been flattened and we only have impressions of the trophy, we find one or two, none of them lies on the surface of the tablet. And the third step is, of course, when writing starts to be polemicized. Now, and we can put that on a tentatively on a absolute chronology. And what I was going to say on Twitter, my friend, I hope eventually it would help us make this absolute chronology more clear. And just for the reference, Virginia and my guests are aiming to around 1,100 BC. For our work on early writing, it is important to get what an October chart exact. So that is why we have to start talking that we have implemented yesterday, this type of early today form. And we have two samples from the building that is doing up for an old Assyrian text.
Proto-Elamite is little known, and yet it represents
what I call it the larger frontier of engineering construction. It's a large writing system in the engineering history, a substantial body of text that has not been deciphered. We have 1,600 texts, 10,000 writers of objects, and it is hard to describe writing system, meaning that the idea of writing, as well as the numerical sign and the majority of the systems, including a few numbers of signs, were inherited from the Sumerian. That in turn allows us to proceed with a dramatic development of certain classes of signs. The first goal, and in the topic of my work on it, is that pragmatic. I think it is possible to verify the old suspicion of Merity that we Indians rather bad reservoir of signs. According to my time, we can find a pseudo-syllabary. I'll get back to that later. If there is such a pseudo-syllabary, let me just add that, it would be the oldest known syllabary in the history of writing. It is possible to establish three groups of text based on the age.
it's possible to divide between early, middle, and late overlapping. Based on multi-faceted analysis of the text itself and comparing with those few samples of text found in the stratified content during the deep iterations of the Photoelamide 1 and 2. And if the texts are divided into early and late, here early that has been formulated, like the very early photoelamide. If we divide them, thus, we see three main changes over time. The first one is a change in the graphical change in the time form, which is of course very fine with what we normally see in the paleographical development. Value of the signs change over time. We can document that certain signs in the earlier stage have only one value, yet a second non-object of older values in the same text. So we document a progression from co-divergence to multivalency. And that is the data very much to be in complex in the search of the earlier. And if we use, we can take the analogy that we established in this way, and then the hope is that we can tie local examples of photoelamide onto these local examples a much better stratigraphy and sometimes even carbon 14 base, whereby we might be able to say in photoelamide 10. So if we take the first it's the text of the some of the all to the parts of sheep and goat, of a dog, male and female, and two male and female sheep and goat, from Sousa, found by Jacques de Morgan, probably in around 1907. Recent excavations of Sousa by Lebrun at level, I believe, level 16C, which is also about sheep and goat herding, but listing two of the female sheep and the production of butter oil from these animals. And we can further compare that text to a text from Tepe Sialk to the northeast of. For which we now have very good dates from a nearby site named Arismann, where the German Archaeological Institute has been excavating for the last 10 years. And they have CCR 4 that was also dated to 3000 BC. Unfortunately, they cannot continue their work because Arismann is where you turn off from the highway to go to Natanz. So it's a fairly difficult area to work in for foreigners. Natanz is, of course, where the major Iranian nuclear laboratory is. And we compare further that text with this sample from Tibet Osbaki, which is located close to Tehran in the north of Iran. It was estimated at However, he has not published any stratigraphy nor any carbon 14 dates from the site, but it's at least possible that with such a recent site we could get good date. Then we can take another Sousa case found by Dr. Morgan, presumably in 1900 or 1901. It was published already in 1906, together with other texts that we know were found right below the state level Nivoldo, which corresponds to around level 14 of the stratified excavation. Incidentally, this is one of the texts that Mark
from Copenhagen, and Herr Hansen in another text from a provincial city in Denmark. So we have about a good 6 points here. So if you do that, we found that two groups of texts, one from the middle Polaramite and one from the late Polaramite. So this is exactly 2 6 points here, and Maria is a good half of all the things. And we can propose this reconstruction of Proto-Elamite absolute chronology. I can say right away that this reconstruction is right with problems, one of them being that I am no specialist of carbon 14 dates, but I'm working together with archaeologists to try and refine the result here. But I think it's safe to say that late Proto-Elamite is dated for around 2900 BC. Let us move on quickly to Linear Elamite. Linear Elamite is the provincial name given to a group of texts found at Susa, almost all of them during the early excavations of Morgan and McNeil. They were initially grouped together with the Proto-Elamite texts. We have no information about the fine spots, almost, and no information about the specificity of these texts. So we can divide the text into three groups according to the into external criteria. We have the so-called physical text, the text that is not named according to the letters of the alphabet. There's another physical text, yet another one. All of the display texts presumably originate from one monument directed by Husserl and Kishida, who presumably is a contemporary of Gudea and Uanamu, and who presumably was under some form of cultural pressure from his failure. And then we have another group of about 8 texts, which we can call the non-display texts. These are texts written on diverse media, state capture, plaster fragments, and so forth. And then we have a number of metal vases. All the metal vases come from illegal excavations, and none of them presents the doubt that always surrounds such objects of being possible faces. This one in particular looks like a fake, but the last two ones here, which are actually offered for sale in London for I think the price of £200,000 apiece, you can buy the catalogue at the British Museum, and the catalog published by the seller, are all of them presumably fakes. However, the company with this one is that in the United States, does this no linear NMI description. One of the reasons that this particular one is a possible fake is that one of the time falls is only accessible in the scientist of Manatee and actually not on the original object from which Manatee copied the design. I would like to see the image of the reverse also. It's entirely possible that the object is original and that the description is fake, of course. So what to do with these texts? We have 20 texts, 30 texts from one side. So what I did looking at these texts was a simple exercise of lining the display texts up under each other. And surprisingly, it turned out that a majority of the display texts is more or less the same description. With some grades, and some of them give longer effects, and decide longer effects before. But what is most surprising, actually shocking, is that it reads sometimes from left to right, sometimes from right to left, sometimes from top to bottom, and sometimes from bottom to top. And within these texts, which are written on the same monument, there are dark differences in the way the time reads. All of that suggests to me that there is no tradition of writing to time, but rather an ad hoc attempt to create a writing system which has no lines. So let's look at the non-display text and see if we get any answers from them. And I picked up the text number O, partly because it's the one that now in online discussions of Proto-Elamite and Linear Elamite is being referred to as the missing link between Proto-Elamite and Linear Elamite. And I started doing the basic that I was doing with a lines of death, most of the lines of death died or erased. Okay, that's what it is. But look now, there are appears to be six signs in each line. And none of the signs ever repeat. And none of the signs repeat in any other area in our mind description. So what are we to do with that? And if we look at the other linear LMI text, we see more or less the same pattern. There's very different words, partly the state of publication, and partly because they're fragmented, we don't know which way to read them and so on. But it appears as if the linear, not the state linear LMI text, are either copies, poorly executed copies of the six state text, or like this, what I would term pseudo writing. And for that, we have very good modern parallels. The Celtic writing system of Silas John, a Western Atlantic German, who was capable of reading and writing English, who in the beginning of the 20th century received 60 dreams from God and the writing system to transcript them. And we see similar use of known symbols in this writing system as we see in the London State. I think maybe a better example is the system invented by the General Sequoia, which has a much greater used much more than the system of Silas John. Actually, the watch I have here is from the Golden Watch, actually, the Cherokee writing on it. Of that case. So going back to wrap up the linear Elamite question, I would say that linear Elamite presumably cannot be deciphered because we're dealing with one or two texts, presumably giving the name, ancestry, and title of one ruler multiple times in different, in somewhat different ways. And in a system invented ad hoc, and the linear, the non-distinct linear in my case, a copy thereof, or maybe later attempts at mimicking that, or maybe even purely as a disaster text, using known signs in the area. So, rather than briefly return to the questions that I actually gave as my abstract to this presentation. So, I had initially intended to discuss whether we can distinguish early Iranian writing from early Mesopotamian writing. When we can, and the question here comes up in many discussions, and it came up also after the discussion of the Marx movement, whether we can put Elamite out of the Mesopotamian capital. But we can actually sometimes, I think we can say pretty securely that the Proto-Elamite early Proto-Elamite tablets have the non-numerical time before the numerical notation, whereas early Proto-Cuneiform tablets have the numerical notation before the non-numerical notation. And I think that we can say we can isolate distinct writing phases in Proto-Elamite. And I've not gone into the question of the syllabary, but we might do that in discussion. And then finally, I put on whether we can use this to say something about early Iran, and I think I would simply leave that to the question. I don't know if I'm well, can I say that I would take questions in those 2 minutes instead? I would prefer that.
So, the paper of Jacob Dale is under discussion. Please, Gordon.
You mentioned that no sign is repeated. Did I understand correctly?
Yes.
Are there more signs elsewhere than there are on that tablet? Could it be a tablet just containing a list of signs, basically?
That was supposed to be also, yes. That is, of course, possible that we have an early sign list from Iran here, but I don't know I just arrange in this way with the six sides of a line, it seems much more likely to be a religious phenomenon here, some observation of stars. But when you note that these texts come from Susa, which is extremely well excavated for finding objects. Normally, if you have scientists, you have also the text of company. What's interesting with the signposts here, that they sometimes look like other linear rabbi signs, but they're extra dots, which is why the comparison to Sequoia's writing system is so nice, because Sequoia based his writing system entirely on the Latin alphabet. He modified Latin characters and gave them syllabic values to write Cherokee. So that's why that parallel is also nice.
Yeah, Jerry, sir.
Yeah. What about the display? Mm-hmm. They must say something.
Do they have to? What if the Pusho Shushinat said, look, you can write my name in Akkadian, because one of them is written next to an Akkadian text, and we've known these texts, a cuneiform text. We've known these texts for 100 years, and nobody has been able to decipher the view that possible by Hebrew. So what if Pusho Shushinat said, you can write my name in Akkadian and you're using about 7 characters. Why don't you do the same with something that belongs to our culture? It's entirely impossible. No, but I have the counter example that there's no specification of the writing here. That's the only reason. The only thing is that within 1 year you have the same text repeated on the steps, on the statues on either side of the step, and with no structure.
Well, it reminds me, I heard a talk about Manchu writing,
mm-hmm.
and apparently some years ago in China there was a decree that in minority regions all government signs had to be bilingual, but nobody in former Manchuria used Manchu at all. They either understood it or wrote it. So apparently there's some guy in Beijing that makes all the signs that get shipped to the former area of Manchuria, and many of them are made somewhat incorrectly.
Yes.
So that people who really know who Manchu from the old days smile when they see them. But nobody in that area understands them. They only know that it's there.
Yeah, that is what I would suggest to you. Otherwise, we would expect you, because they talk to you, they wrote on today at the same time, because it looks like we have copies of these things in the UK. So I would expect that they would be in the UK. Otherwise, we have to go into a tedious argument of lost manuscripts on tape or on large or.
Then
you're writing
in paper, not paper.
Yes, but Proto-Elamite is also different. Proto-Elamite is linear, even to a high degree than linear-Elamite, but linear-Elamite seems to hang an end on the line, doesn't run overlines apparently, whereas Proto-Elamite runs overlines, cross-lines. So there's more linear structure to the different questions. Proto-Elamite is linear-Elamite.
Any more questions?
Yes, I do. Yeah. After that.
I haven't heard the word giraffe.
No,
Yes,
I have seen. I can show you texts here.
What is the relationship to that script?
There's not. There is the first object. Well, maybe there are a couple of
problems. You might say what giraffe is.
Okay, so giraffe is a site that has been excavated the last. Now 8 years in close to Tibidaya, so it's in the eastern part of Tehran. And it started out that they did markets, flooded with the objects from the so-called intercultural style. And in a team that went to Giraffe and found what they believed was the origin of these objects. However, they have never found one object in situ at Giraffe. They found the graves and the ingredients of these rocks. And they did start to explain that monumental structure at Tula Sandal are A and B at Tula. And slightly down from one of these big structures, the critical of the beast. Then came the several other objects. These other objects have only repetitions of triangles, squares, and diamonds. There's nothing in it that relates to what you would normally call the writing system. So either you get back to this kind of stuff, so pseudo text, ancient supertext, you have nothing that can be put into thing, you also have astral amulets and so on. All we are talking about are the multiples. There's no way to do this. I think that's the lower the text.
Last question for Robert.
Well, thanks. I have a playful question and one that's less playful. The playful question is, have you begun to apply your skills working with the linear Elamite text to other difficult inscriptions, Phaistos, for instance, or others? So are you able to say anything preliminarily about other playful writing systems that we have been working on for many years?
Well, the only reason I look at this and I think of this is because whenever we think as a put together talk on Corella, I always get the question, what about linear? And I have to look at these tests.
Okay.
And I looked at them and I started counting the sides because you asked me actually to make a side list for linear Elamite.
Yes.
And I realized suddenly that the majority of the sides are half-packs, Nicomina,
Okay, so that's okay. That was the playful one. But somewhat less playful, sort of a background, I would hope to still hear something about what I think is the important statement you've made about a possible syllabary. That's actually quite extraordinary, and I think that that needs another forum, actually, to be discussed. But I must say one, the less playful question, is that every time I hear from you or others who are working on proto-Elamite texts, you oftentimes show us images, copies, hand copies of Proto-Elamite, and then proceed to criticize them for being horribly done or half-finished and so on. And you might even criticize somebody like Mark Wilson for citing a text that is improperly done. Now, of course, we have access to your transliterations of those now. But my question is, why are we still faced with looking at wholly inadequate copies of texts that have been with us now for 100 years or more?
I don't know if I'm the right person to answer the question, but I asked and I applied to get the full documentation of one of my texts online, but I think there's a possibility that the one of the two TLRs of the one we are, Paris Louvre and the real TLR in Iran, will open up in the near future and allow us to put full digital images of two places online. It's hope that we can get images from TLR in the near future and put them online. But for the purpose of putting our images online, I have not received permission from the unfortunate excellent work for this year. That is one of the questions.
So if I understand you, the Louvre has simply said no.
The Louvre has said no.
Okay.
And let me just add one remark, because this is actually this is an important question that Bob raises, because when you discuss these sites with non-specialists, and they're not saying specialists of proto-Elamite apostles, and you say to them, yeah, the Udo site, we quartered this, or the two N45 sites crossing or whatever, this is very, very legible to us, and even our hand copies make sense to us that this is actually the fixed stylus impressed shallowly into the clay, whereas this is the same stylus compressed with a 45-degree angle into the clay, and so on. But we can use this method of discussing that. But for one specialist, this makes no sense, and they think that maybe the sign is gray, or maybe it has a black part and a thin line around there. And that is particularly the weakness of not having high-quality images online in such a
Thank you. We have to close the discussion. Thank you very much, Jakob.